Herringgull, Larus argentatus, UK conservation status red, depicts against a graduated greyish background a juvenile gull in monochrome fine lines three times on the left, diminishing in size from bottom to top, and an adult herringgull in colour on the right. It is printed in three different shaped dot halftones and a line halftone in four colours, cerulean blue, magenta, yellow and black, on Japanese Hosho paper, which is quite lightweight but strong. Thinking about the reduction in the population of herring gulls in Britain, I remembered the set of RSPB, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, posters illustrating British birds by type, which I think had a grey-green background, and I had them on my bedroom walls as a child. My interest in fauna and flora had been encouraged from a very early age by family and family friends. Decades later, I have been trying to persuade others that greening the urban environment to encourage wildlife is a good thing. Newcastle upon Tyne and Gateshead have the most inland colony of kittiwakes, also on the red list, which are fascinating to watch in spring and summer. But it's our resident and visiting herringgulls that I see at home. There are noticeably fewer of them now. Their syncopated mewing in spring and summer used to disturb my concentration, but rarely has over the last couple of years. Avian flu has affected sea and coastal bird populations in the northeast of England in the past few years, but the herringgull population had been declining over a long period even before affected by that. These are omnivorous birds that can eat carrion, young birds, small mammals, seeds, insects, fruits and fish. Whilst people are amused to see videos of herringgulls walking into shops and grabbing a packet of crisps or sandwiches, it is better for the birds to perform their rain dance on grass to catch worms for their lunch instead. Their common name indicates how they took advantage of the herring fleet providing good food. Their Latin name means silvery gull. I'm intrigued at how their eye colour changes from the dark of the juvenile to the very light grey of the adult. Their cries would have been amongst the first bird calls I heard, and the herringgull's varied calls remain the sound of home for me. These are intelligent and beautiful birds, and I would miss them if they disappeared.